Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome to the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. This is our third Wednesday of the month, and every third Wednesday, we're just playing back some of the best of the Media Mix Live. In case you just happen to miss an old shows, we're going to play back some of the best. And then on first Wednesdays, we will have new shows. So as you learn and grow, we'll also play back some old shows. And every first and third Wednesday at 10 a.m., it's your opportunity to learn more about mad marketing. Matter of fact, just become mad about marketing. From terminology to technology, we are going to address marketing so that you become a marketing expert. You think with a marketing frame as you grow and develop your business. And marketing is, the short definition is the process from product to service to a sale. So we all need to know some marketing. And before we kick this off, we are going to hit you up with a commercial. And then we are going to come back and listen to our show from Mobile Marketing 2. This is with Jennifer Long, who used to be a digital specialist with Mobile Storm. And she's going to give us a very intent lesson on mobile marketing, mobile campaigns, different ways in which you can implement. So it's a real good lesson on mobile marketing. But first, we're going to hear from D Monarchy.
The evolution starts here and now on DM Live. So trust, when it comes to raw passion and basic common sense, there's no one behind the mic and talk radio stronger than the game. I don't embrace ignorance, I challenge it. And that's why I'm the king of kings of real talk. So to understand the fears of some conservative and urban talk radio, you should know the monarchy is beholden to no one.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest in this. Not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else order CDs thousands at a time? What about the cat just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and their time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to.
Okay, we're back, and this is the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I'm your host for this moment in time. And we are showcasing the best of the Media Mix Live here every third Wednesday on Master Grill Radio, a program of the National Black Business Trade Association Radio Live. You can check out our sister station at www.nbbtaradio.com for news with Les Brown, The Oral Buffet, and even more great business and black talk. Okay, we are working to pull up a show that's been uploaded. I'm just looking, doing my best to identify this on the player. So, okay, I called it podcast. See, I threw myself off. And what I would like to do, though, is play This Is Master Grill Radio. And since we are back in the history, I'd just like to play a little short mix. This was the first mix that was done, and this was from the first group of Master Grill artists back in 2006. And a young gentleman took several different CDs, and he put together a nice little mix to represent the Master Grill Radio. So I like to just go back in time and play our first MGP mix. And then we're going to hit our podcast again, which is mobile marketing. And it's all about mobile marketing, what it is, and how to use it to maximize your business. And it, our special guest is Jennifer Long, formal digital specialist with Mobile Storm.
He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
And today, black is my real mother. Said when I came out the womb, my little black sis was raised in the air like blood. And she was proud, because I was going to take after her and not give it to her.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
All right, we're going to get into the language that I like. The poetry is powerful, right?
Super Nigga can't put a basketball down. He leaped tall, Super Nigga, in a single bound. Super Nigga ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Super Nigga got super strength, speed, and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Super Nigga had no supervision. Instead, he had super issues. Between 17 and 25 super inches, used to satisfy them super sisters.
Well, they clone little black girls who won't die but fight. Well, they clone little black girls who supplement stamina for endless struggles to write. Well, they clone little black girls like Asada, Sonia, Tubman, knowing what they know. Well, they clone little black girls like Nikki, Zora, Mommy, Grandma. Who orchestrate transportation.
Ain't nobody got more than us. Aspiring artists spit saliva in their palms, producing hits, making noise with their fists. Lanky limbros with afros, break beats and pop lock on dance flows. Made a combo.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Blog Talk Radio. This is Master Grill Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA internet radio dial. Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome. We're here one more time today. This has been our doubleheader on the Media Mix Live. I'm saying today it truly is purity marketing madness. We're coming at you twice. The topics were so hot, we just had to share them all with you today. So we kicked off this morning with the topic of funding your marketing budget. Now we know how to fund it. You know, we can go to Raise Cash Fast and get our exclusive 60% discount. So for all the listeners today on either show, You can get a 60% discount on Raise Cash Fast. That's www.raisecashfast.com. It is the most comprehensive book you will find, and it's an interactive ebook with interviews, audio, links. You fill out forms. It just guides you through every step. It's a very good interactive book, and you get it for 60% off today only. That's Wednesday, April 30th, 2008, as a listener for this show. So just go to www.raisecashfast.com, and it's a great comprehensive book on funding your small business. Now we're going to get to a strategy. We're here to keep you up to date on what makes a great marketing mix. And today, at this day and time, we want to take advantage of technology trends and what our target audience cares about. And la-di-da-di, and everybody has a cell phone today. Even little kids on the street have a cell phone. Old mamas 90-plus are walking with a cell phone. So there isn't a person today that you can't reach who doesn't have a cell phone. So we're talking about mobile marketing. And our special guest today is Jennifer Long, digital marketing specialist with Mobile Storm. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. So this is exciting because last week, unfortunately, Jennifer had an emergency that literally took her to the emergency room.
Yes.
She was, and her phone died at the same time, so she wasn't able to call in. And our listeners know that even we spoke with your job, and they were looking for you, and so we really got worried about you, and we spoke a good word of protection for you. So, but she's committed, and so she's back here today, and she's going to talk to us about the technology, mobile marketing. You know, what is this mobile technology? How do you use it for marketing? You know, how do you use mobile phones and cell phones to market your business? And then the disparity with the industry, why some people seem, and I've been researching since last week.
Mm-hmm.
I have been researching some things that seem cheaper at the onset, but when you all get all the way through it, it comes back to basically, I see, about the same type of pricing. So we're going to just talk about the disparity, what appears to be a disparity in pricing and quality. You know, what do you get and what are you really looking for? So always our goals, you know, we want to figure out what our goals are, and based off our goals, is something going to help us reach our need? Doing something just to be doing something is a waste of your time and energy. It has to be toward a specific goal. So Jen is going to just explain everything to us today, and we're first going to start out. Just tell us a little bit about you, Jen.
Well, like you said, I am a digital marketing specialist at Mobile Storm. First of all, a little bit of background on Mobile Storm. We are a digital marketing company that offers a web-based platform for six different types of digital communications. Of those, that's email, text messaging, video, fax broadcast, voice broadcast, and RSS. Of these, the two most popular ways of communication are definitely text messaging and email marketing. And as a digital marketing specialist at Mobile Storm, you know, I'm basically here just to help analyze what the customer is currently doing for mobile marketing or what they kind of have in the plans on the roadmap to do. Once I understand what their needs are, then I can present them with the features and the services that we offer that can satisfy those needs. So I work with brainstorming, you know, helping them learn the terms and the features and process of our platform and many different things like that. So kind of a do-it-all girl.
All right. That's great. So now I'm going to admit that's what piqued my interest and why I really like to and continue this relationship. Just give everyone a little background. How I came to Mobile Storm was, I'm always researching, looking, and I've been getting into ringtones because part of what I do, the Master Grill Project, is about creating a viable industry in spoken word with vertical paradigms within the African-American community. So in that, we have 9 artists that we represent, and, of course, I'm looking for all kind of ways to market artists. And, of course, la-di-da-di and everybody has a ringtone, so I want to know how can I get in on it. So, through my research on ringtones is how I ran up on mobile marketing. And one of the, one of the industry people here in Philadelphia, Brother Train, who's also a poet, and he hosts various events. And I saw him put out a blast, and it had this number, text 2. And I've seen this number everywhere, probably about the fifth time I've seen this number in my research. But it was just a number. It wasn't, a letter or a name associated. It's just that number. So I went on the Internet. I'm like, who does this number belong to? Well, lo and behold, it took me back to Mobile Storm. So I went through it. And they ask you all these different questions and step-by-steps in determining your needs. And it kind of giving me a headache because I just wasn't sure. And so, I think I've signed up for the free trial with Stun probably, which somehow generated a call, and Jen called me. And she walked me through it. And so in that, with all my other experiences and companies that I've been doing things with, it's just always Internet. And to have someone, call you back, walk you through it, who has marketing knowledge. For me, that is so imperative. If I hear another network marketing person tell me they are a marketing professional and cannot even give you a definition of what the industry of marketing is or know any of the terminology, like, I'll scream. So it's great with a real marketing professional, and network marketing is an avenue of marketing. I'm not putting it down because I'm involved in it. But when I need a marketing professional, I truly need a marketing professional. And from that viewpoint is how she spoke to me about really using it to develop a marketing plan. And believe me, we didn't sit up there and talk any special industry jargon. I simply said, look, Jen, this is what I'm trying to do. Can you please tell me how all that stuff you have listed there on Mobile Storm can help me do it?
And I hope I was able to help you do that.
Yeah, and that's what she did. She offered me, and through that, a whole idea of campaigning I never thought about. And so it became a wonderful thing, and we're going to actually be implementing a full-scale campaign kicking off in September. So, it's part of my marketing plan. I know how to fund my plan, and, it's really great. But for me, that's the core difference. I feel working with Mobile Storm and with Jen that I have another marketing professional on my side. And that's important when you bring various people to the table, when you're negotiating, and I get different clients and trying to meet their needs. I can go to Jen, and Jen can help me in that, and we network and we grow. And that's what it's important about. It's like who you know and who knows you. So, but we're going to get into the gist about mobile technology. So just start us off. What is mobile technology? When people say mobile marketing, mobile technology, what does that really mean?
Well, it's basically, in a nutshell, marketing to, your customers or your potential customers, reaching them on their cell phones or their handheld devices. So to kind of start it off, it started off as SMS marketing, and SMS just stands for short message service. So it's all of your messages have to be under 160 characters. So it's something that's short, something that's to the point, something that's specific to, what you want to communicate with them, and it just goes straight to their cell phone, and it's very time sensitive. It's very real. Like you said, so many people have cell phones, from the 12-year-old down the street to your 90-year-old great-grandmother. Everybody's got a cell phone, so it's a really easy way to reach people.
All righty. Okay. I'm writing this down, Jen, what SMS is. I didn't know until today.
Short message service.
So, everyone, if you learn nothing else today, SMS, where you see that all over the place these days, is short messaging services.
That's right.
That's cool, see? Okay, and we're about terminology here as well. So, in that, understand, just trying to draw you a picture. A lot of you and everyone is walking with a cell phone. You look at your cell phone, you put images on it, videos, all of these different things. So now, explain to us the technology. How do we use that in marketing?
Well, it just depends on what kind of company. There's so many different ways that marketers are taking advantage of, you know, creating this kind of one-to-one dialogue with their customers. So just to kind of, I guess, touch on maybe some different industries that I've personally worked with, you know, for marketing and advertising, retailers are taking advantage of text messaging in such a big way. And if you're a retailer or if you work for a retail company and you're not using SMS, I definitely encourage you to. There's so many ways to gather people's phone numbers. You know, when people are in the store or they're on your website and they're surrounded with the product and they're interested and they're seeking and they're buying, you know, having a point of purchase, you know, promotion up, asking customers to text in, or, you know, asking, having even if it's at the store, having the cashier, asking people for their mobile numbers, and then sending them things like, you know, coupons and, you know, event promotions and, you know, new product promotions and things like that. It's just a great way. And I guess to go back again on the terminology, because I'm going to use this a little bit, whenever you have people text in, you typically have a keyword that a customer will text into a short code. So that short code, like you were saying, Jacqueline, is that phone number that you see everywhere. And our main shared short code for Mobile Storm is 38714.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the phone number that you text to. And then the keyword is what you're going to relate your business to, and it's what's going to distinguish you from, you know, other people who are using that short code as well. So, you know, yours might be, you know, mixed radio or, you know, something like that. You would have your own individual keyword, and that's the actual message that your subscribers will text to the short code.
Okay.
So hopefully that makes sense. So then in the retail store, you may have a sign, you know, on a point of purchase display that says, you know, text, you know, free shirt to 38714 to receive a coupon code for a free shirt. And then you have an autoresponder that comes back to them after they text that in that gives them a coupon code that they can present to the cashier or they can present, you know, online to purchase their free shirt.
Wow.
So that's just one way to use it for retailers. I mean, there's so many creative ways out there. Other companies that are taking advantage of it is real estate companies. I've seen the signs that they put on their houses, maybe if the address is, you know, 439 Main Street of the home that's for sale, they'll have a sign that says, you know, text home 439 to 38714 to get more information on this house. So you're driving by and you're interested, so you do that, and then you get a message back that gives you just quick bulleted information, you know, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, this is the price, and this is the phone number you call for more information. And that has seen such a huge success rate for, you know, the real estate industry. And that's just one way that you can use it for that. But same with nightclubs and restaurants, you know, that call to action, having people text in while they're waiting in line, having people text in while they're eating their meal, and then offering them something back in return, giving them an incentive to join, you know, a reason to give you that valuable phone number that they have by giving them a coupon for a certain percentage off or something like that. So there's many, many ways you can use it, just depending on the industry that you're in.
Wow, this is like, you know, it's really great. And so, I mean, if you're not really buzzing people here, you really should be, because she's really opened up our eyes. I have mostly seen it. Well, what if you just think, just texting to one another? Now, some of my artists, you know, everybody has, you know, you have the people in your text phone. So they'll send out blasts to everybody. And I do the same thing, especially way when I have 9 artists, I might want to tell them something. So I'll send out a little bit of information here, or check your email, because some people are like, they'll stay on their phones, but they don't do the emails. Like, please check your email. I got info for you there. But I'll send a blast out to, like, several artists at one time. I get blasting a lot of times with events, because I do a lot of event marketing. So we're down here today. Don't forget tonight at this time, you know, to remind you that event is happening. And it's a great reminder, because I'm forgetful. So you get that in and say, oh, yeah, yeah, so-and-so, they're doing this down here. We got to get down here. And
right.
Then that same message you can forward on to someone. And my artists have done it, like Greg may get an interview. And some of them are bad giving you pre-notice, but if he gets interviewed on the air on Power 99 or like a major station like Clear Channel or something, so he's like, look, I'm being interviewed, I'm on the air now, you know, listen in, or I'll be on the air so often. So he'll do that. And so whether you're in your car or home or wherever you are, if you're near radio, well, we, you know, everyone goes to tune them in. And then we say, yeah, yeah, we heard you on the radio. So I have seen it that way, and that hasn't been structured campaigns. This is just people texting to one another. But you see, when you put a little thought pattern behind it, and build it into a system, as Jen is saying, where you send a specific message with specific keywords with autoresponders that, again, what did we state marketing is about? Building a relationship. So now you have a relationship and interaction going with your target audience. So there's some great information. We really want to use that. And you can just see simply here, she's just giving us some feedback, but she's just this brainstorm. She's creative, and she sits down and works with you in developing that. So we've learned a lot of information quickly. We know what SMS is, your keyword, and we found out the short code. And that's that number I followed.
So that's that is the number that you saw.
Is this three? I want to know what company is associated with this. I just kept seeing it everywhere. That's the one consistent code. I've seen different ones, but that consistent code I saw all other places. So.
Well, that means that he's doing a good job promoting it, because that's how, you know, with anything, if you have a hotel or a restaurant or a store, you want to promote it there. You want to promote it on the radio stations. You want to promote it on your website. You want to put it out there so people understand what it is and people can actually text in. So that means he's doing a good job. I'm proud.
Okay. Yeah, so we learned our SMS, the short codes, the keywords. We heard about some great strategies for, you know, some industries. And really, these strategies, these are ways people are using it, but they can, these strategies can be used across the board, you know, for various industries.
Right.
I think that's really important, because I have friends that look for housing or, you know, apartments and all. And when they're looking, it's my job, because I'm the passenger, to write down everything.
Oh, yeah.
I like, you know, all our realtors, look, we want to get you aboard, okay? I'm getting all the realtors, look, we're going to do what Jen just said, because that helps my job much quicker than trying to write all that information down about the address and the phone number. I'm trying to get that while you're driving by. That's just been giving my job. So now, if you just put text so-and-so too, that one, it doesn't take, you can catch it while you're driving by, write it down and text it in and get all the information you need. I think that's really great. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about convenience, making life easy for your customer, providing incentives, again, reasons to build relationship and reasons to engage you. So what is some protocol that goes along with mobile marketing?
Like, you mean the steps to acquiring the database and things like that?
Yeah, and just, you know, as far as business protocol, etiquette, and protocol also with using the services. Should we send people messages 2-3 times a day?
Well, it depends on what you're sending, and it's just you need to make sure that your subscribers know what they're subscribing for. If it's going to be a daily message, they need to know that it's going to be a daily message, and they need to know what that message is going to be about. Because if somebody subscribes because they think they're just going to receive, you know, event promotions maybe once or twice a month, and then you start sending them text messages 2 or 3 times a day, they're going to unsubscribe. So you don't want to hassle or harass your customers. You know, same with, you know, email marketing and different things like that. You want to make it very clear as to what they're subscribing for and only communicate with them in that way. You know, another thing that our particular platform offers is targeting your database. You can create targets within the system. So once you collect additional information from your subscribers, you can send messages specific to them. So if you're promoting events, like you were saying earlier, then you may want to send out a blast just targeted to those people that would be interested in that particular event. So if you have information on their age range, maybe what city they're located in, what their interests are, you can send messages that are directly to them. Maybe there are certain people that want to receive a daily message, but others only want to receive it once a month. So you need to kind of, once you get their phone number, you need to connect with them in other ways. You need to build a relationship, learn about your customer, and then create targets and send them specific messages to them. And then that way they're getting the information they want, you're getting across to them, you know, without harassing them, and it's a beautiful world.
Yeah, that's great. And you help people, you know, with that, right? You help them to you know, show them how to target and identify their the different targets. And you have,
yes, definitely.
It helps extrapolate that information and send to specific.
Yes, there's so many ways to collect that information. You know, with text messaging, we actually have, it's called a data builder solution, where you can send out a campaign to, you know, the subscribers that you currently have, and you can ask for other information from them, like, what's, you know, we'd love to keep in touch with you, you know, other than text messaging. What's your email address? What's your first name? You know, how old are you? Different things like that. And when people reply back with those responses, they actually go into the appropriate field within your Mobile Storm platform. So then that way you can create those targets. So then you can send out a message that has my name in it and, you know, that's specific to where I live because you know what city I'm in. Or you can send me an email blast now. So there's a lot of different ways that you can, you know, kind of relate all the different types of digital communications together, but definitely making things targeted and specific.
All right. Okay. So now you brought up another aspect in that interrelates in another service you provide, which is email marketing, which we know has been the big thing for the past few years. So tell us how email marketing and mobile marketing interrelates, because I'm seeing that's a trend now. Everybody has email. They also have text messaging. I mean, how does that interrelate?
Well, email marketing is a great way to reach people, you know, especially while they're at their jobs, while they're on their computers, and to give them a very detailed explanation of what you want to send, to give them pictures, to give them links to click on, you know, videos to watch, different things like that. You can't do all that with text messaging right now. You know, text messaging is a short message, which can be great, but sometimes you don't get to, you know, cover everything that you want. So it's really good to use those together. You know, you can send out email campaigns promoting your text messaging services. So you can, you know, send out an email campaign that says, hey, and guess what? We can reach you guys on the weekends when you're not in front of your computer. So text, you know, this keyword to this short code, and you'll be subscribed, and you'll receive our weekly updates. Same with text message marketing. You can promote your email. So you can kind of use them in coordination. Another thing that we have is, you know, for our platform originally started with people in the event industry. So that's why I kind of keep coming back to this. Now, we work with companies across the board. With the event industry, we have a really cool RSVP manager, which allows you to create an event, to send out a promotion, and to have people RSVP. And with this, you can create cutoff dates and times, you know, cut off number of responses, cut off number of guests, different things like that, and it builds this amazing list for you. But that is one thing that can really use email and SMS marketing together, because you can send out the blast through text messaging and ask people to reply back via email or vice versa, and it just keeps people, you know, involved with your company in all different ways.
Okay. So now... I see the email marketing, and then I see the text messaging. I mean, like, is there some way they're sent out at the same time, or they're just two digital services that complement one another?
Well, they're two separate services. You can send out your blast at the same time, but it's separate campaigns that you're creating. So within our platform, you could create an email campaign that you could send out, you know, to your database of customers, and you could also send out a text message at the same time. It's another way to our platform, because it offers six different ways for communication. It allows your customers to be reached in the way they want to be reached, which is important because it's all about the customer and it's all about what they want. So if you offer three, four, five different ways to communicate with your customers and they only want to receive emails, or they only want to receive, like I said, we had the voice broadcast. They like, you know, maybe the reality of a human being calling their phone or something like that. They only want to receive those, then you can reach them the way they want to be reached. Instead of making them be reached by, you know, email or text messaging or voice, they can pick which way. So that's kind of what our platform was created for. But like I said, the two biggest ways are definitely text messaging and email marketing.
Okay. So, So what you guys provide then is the structure, creativity, the software to get the message out, to get it timely. Now, I saw something else, too. I went to another site where they offered, you know, like 2 cents a message. And then when you went to the pricing structure, 2 cents a message was one way, but then it was 5 cents per message and jumped up to if you do it another way. And the other way was through the cell phone companies, which, of course, is the one that they suggested, which you get a higher response, a higher return, because it's going, you know, like cell phone as opposed to through the internet. So how do you deliver these messages? I mean, and what is that difference, that deliverability? What is that difference, and, you know, what's the terminology for it?
Okay, well, get your pen and paper out, because here's some more terminology. And this gets a little confusing, so I'm just going to go kind of enough into it so you understand, you know, kind of get the general idea of it. There's two types of protocols for sending messages, and there's an old way and a new way. One is SMTP, and one is SMPP. So SMTP stands for Simple Mail Transfer Protocol. And this was initially the first way to send out kind of a quote-unquote SMS message to a cell phone. It was actually more of an email message that was sent to a cell phone. So the way that worked is each cell phone number was assigned an email address. So, for instance, it might be like your 10-digit phone number at mobile.mysingular.com or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like sending an email to your phone rather than a text message. Now, SMPP stands for Short Message Peer-to-Peer Protocol, and this is the true version of an SMS message. So it's actually, you know, the method of exchanging the messages. So SMTP, it's the old way. That's the way that they can do it cheap. That's the way you can do it to send a message. But there's a lot of downfalls with that. The first one is the delivery issues. It's not a direct connection to the carriers, so therefore the messages are much more likely not to end up where you want them to go. But SMPP, which is, you know, the newer way to go, the actual text message, it has priority routing, and it's delivered at a faster rate. So that's one thing. The second thing is the legal issues. There's really no legislation for sending SMPP messages, but when it comes to sending, you know, SMTP, there is. So you can run into some legal issues with things like that regarding spam. You also have a lack of reporting with SMTP. There may be a change of the email domains. Like I said, if it's mobile.mysingular.com, they may change that, and then therefore now you've got an invalid email address. You know, lack of communication, there's no real branding. There's a lot of different, you know, downfalls for using SMTP. So SMTP is the way that is the real messaging, and that's probably where you saw the 2 cents versus the 5 cents. It's more expensive, but you get reporting. You actually reach the cell phone numbers. You get tracking and different things like that, and you're sending a real text message and not just an email.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that is very important to know. A lot of people don't know it. And in a way, there's not really very much reason for people to understand it, but when you're out there and you're looking for a mobile provider and you see that it's extremely cheap, that's probably one of the first reasons why, and you want to find out whether they're using SMTP or SMPP.
Yeah. So we see one of our deciphering moves, because when I realized that and then I just calculated, we were basically at the same pricing.
Uh-huh.
What had seemed cheaper, but when I calculated it, you know, the pricing was the same. It was like they really weren't cheaper. They were on average. So that was one of mine. I just saw that yesterday, really, through a whole nother discussion and went there for another reason. But I just clicked on the pricing, and when I saw that, I was like, what's this difference? And I'm like,
And there's usually a reason, you know.
Yeah, but of course, to get everyone in, they promote the 2 cents, and like I'm going to have one of my peers actually listen to this, because they're the ones who use it, and they may not know at the deliverability, you know, failure rate that they may be getting by using that method.
Right.
That, you know,
very important
messages that they're sending out may not be actually arriving. So it probably increased their results and feedback. So
right.
This has been, like, really great. So we're going to take a moment and just, you know, hear from – we've been flowing so well here. And we're going to hear from, you know, some of our sponsors, some of our commercials. We're going to have them flow. And then we're going to come back with some more talk and – get some more information and find out, you know, how can we engage. And I think we're going to create a nice little creative contest. So start brainstorming while the to find out how many people really engage this and how they're going to use it. And we really are here to make a difference in our marketing. So we're going to go to commercial. Then you start brainstorming. We're going to see what we can come up with.
All right.
Okay.
This has been the Media Mix Live, Purity Marketing Madness. This has been a replay of Mobile Marketing Part 2, all about mobile marketing. If you'd like to learn more, please call 1-800-584-3651. 1-800-584-3651, and we can help you with your mobile marketing right here at Marketing Madness. The Media Mix Live. We thank you for joining us for the best of Media Mix Live. This is the Dr.